Anna's Questions. One afternoon, Anna, a bright 5-year-old girl, did not come home with her usual smile. Instead, there was something in her head. So her mother asked her, "My daughter, are you okay?"
"Yes, I am, Mom. But today at school, I realized there are many things that I still do not understand very well," the girl said.
"Do you want to talk about it?" her mother asked.
"Yes," the girl replied. "The teacher was talking about work and jobs today, and my friends were all talking about their parents' jobs. But then I realized that I do not know what you do."
"But of course you know what I do. I am a doctor. I work at the hospital," her mother said. "You have even visited me there a couple of times."
"I know that, but what exactly do you do? You see, it is like I do not know the details," Anna replied.
Her mother was beginning to understand what her daughter meant. "When people get sick, they go to the hospital," her mother said. "We take care of them there. We give them the right medicine, for example."
"Yes, Mom, but the teacher said there are many different types of doctors. Some take care of children. Some take care of old people. What type are you?" asked Anna.
Her mother sighed. She loved her job, but it was a difficult one, and she did not think she would have to talk to her daughter about it so soon. So she sat on the couch, and Anna did the same. Their dog, Blue Eyes, also came into the living room and sat by the girl's side as if it, too, was interested in the discussion.
"I take care of people who have cancer. It is a very complicated disease, but in most cases, the patients get better," her mother explained.
"What is cancer?" asked Anna.
"You know, our bodies are made of very little parts called cells. Sometimes the cells grow too much, and that is not good. That is what we call cancer," the mother said. Then she decided to change the subject slightly. "My father, your grandfather, was also a doctor. He was the type of doctor who cared for children. My mother, your grandmother, was a science teacher. They are now retired, which means they do not have to work anymore," she continued.
"What exactly is science, Mom?" Anna asked.
"With science, we learn about the world. For example, we now know that the sun is a star, and that without it, there would be no life on Earth," she replied. By now, Anna was extremely interested, so her mother went on. "With science, we also learn about all forms of life, from the very small to the very big."
"You mean from insects to elephants?" asked Anna.
"Yes," her mother replied, "but also trees and flowers, and there are even those that are made of just one cell, but we can only see them with a microscope."
"Wow! Next time we visit Grandma,
I will ask her a lot of science questions, Anna exclaimed.
Her mother smiled. She also used to ask her own mother many questions when she was a little girl. And to tell the truth, she still did.
If you study science, do you have to become a teacher?
Anna asked. She thought all this science stuff was very interesting, but she was unsure about being a teacher. She was also not sure she liked some of the children in her class, as there were two boys who were always running around and screaming.
You know, patience is not one of my strong points, Anna stated.
Well, you can do research, her mother replied.
And what is that? Asked Anna.
You can work at a company, a university, or even a museum, and try to discover new things about the world, nature, and space, as there are many things that we still have to learn about, her mother explained.
That must be so nice. And what about Dad? I know he loves his car and his computer, Anna asked.
Your father is the director of a technology company, her mother replied.
But what is that? Asked Anna.
He is the boss at a factory that makes small parts used in computers, her mother explained.
I see. He must love his job then. I thought he did not like it very much, Anna stated.
Her mother smiled. Her husband liked his job, but could be a little grumpy sometimes.
Tell me more, Mom. This is all very interesting. What does Aunt Laura do?
Anna asked. Well, that was not an easy one to explain to a little child, but her mother decided to try her best. She is a professor of economics. A professor is like a teacher, but a professor works at a university, while a teacher works at a school. A university is a school for adults.
I know that, but what is economics? Inquired Anna.
Let us see. We can say that it is the study of how we use money in our society. For example, we use money to buy things, her mother said, trying to explain.
I know, Mom. I have $10 now. I will buy something with it soon, said Anna.
Yes, economics is the study of how we use our dollars, her mother said again.
That is easy. I usually use money to buy snacks at school. You and Dad use money to buy food and clothes for us. I could be a professor of economics, too, replied Anna.
Yes, we use money to buy the things that we need, but we also have to pay taxes, answered her mother.
What is that? Anna asked.
Taxes are the money we give to the government so we can have things like public schools, explained her mother.
I go to a public school, Anna stated.
And what about you? Have you ever thought about it? About the jobs you would like to have? Her mother asked.
Well, Sarah's mother is an author. She writes books for children.
I have read some of them, and they are very funny. So maybe I would like to write books too. But now I think that working with science must be very nice. Well, it is a good thing that I still have some time before I have to make a decision, Anna said. Her mother thought the conversation about jobs and work was over. So she stood up and said, "Okay, now go and take a shower." "But Mom, I still have some questions," Anna replied. So her mother sat down again. "A boy in my class said his father was running for Congress," Anna went on. "He also talked about Democrats and Republicans and said that his grandfather had been a senator and that he was a Republican. I did not understand anything he said. Oh, and he also said he wants to be the president one day. Is that possible? Can anyone become the president?" Anna asked. "Well, anyone can try. If you want, you can also try. We live in a democratic country, so when a person wants to be the president, they must participate in an election. That means we all vote and," her mother tried to explain. Now it was Anna's turn to stand up. She was finally tired of all the talk. She was still a very little girl and had too much information to process.
"Okay, Mom, I will take a shower now, and I will think about my future. Maybe I will be an author and a science professor. A professor, not a teacher. Or maybe I will do research, and maybe I will also try to be the president. Why not?" Anna said. Then Anna left the room running, and the dog went after her. Her mother stayed seated for a little longer, happy for the chance to see the world through the eyes of a child for a moment.